Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Let your word come forth like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven, and let your children be truly fed by the very words of your mouth, in Jesus' mighty name. Now put those hands together and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, let's read very briefly from the word of God as we stand, and then we can sit for a while. In John chapter 6, I'm from verse 5 to 11. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said to Philip, "Whence shall we buy bread that they may eat?" Now you take verse 6. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. Verse 8. There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes, but what are they among so many? Verse 10. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down. And likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. Verse 12 and the final verse. And when they were filled, he said unto the disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Please have your seat. My intention was to just walk away from this series, and I wanted to teach this morning on a topic, but I will do that in the second service. So second service, the title of the message is, just wait for that. Amen. So if you wait, you get it. Okay, but it's a dangerous one. You really don't want to miss second service. I'm torn between two things, but it's most likely it might be dancing around a familiar personnel. So, but you get it. If I'm tempted, I tell you now. If I'm not, if you bribe me, I tell you now. If you don't bribe me, you will go and queue and wait. Amen. In Nigeria, so somebody is trying to bribe me now. So, I just fall into the temptation. Amen. So, I feel a great stirring to, if the Lord permits, end this series this morning, the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, part 6. And but second service, if we come back and the Lord helps us, I'll be preaching on the message I titled, "I Haven't Tested This Armor." So you get ready for that one. "I Haven't Tested This Armor." Give me my sling. "I Haven't Tested This Armor." So you. I should have won the Agbara. After the service, I was watching the video. I said, "And this Agbara doesn't look bad, though. You know, maybe I should start, you know, going this way. You know, in music, you have to carve out your persona, so they won't mix you with everybody." So now I'm looking at the only thing that, when I heard the cost of the Agbara, you know, I just. But it's a project, amen. If you like what you see, then let's talk. Amen. Well, the thing actually, you know, I was wondering, why was I complaining, you know? The thing actually looks good, you know? It's okay. A little vanity is allowed. Amen. A little vanity. I now know how ladies feel when they dress well and you don't appreciate them. You won't eat in this house today. Amen. Okay, so everything in church cannot just be serious now. If we should calm down. Amen. Somebody is waiting for, when is he going to? I'm already preaching. Go and take care of your wife. Stop appreciating other people's fingernails. and their makeup. I repent in the name of Jesus. Amen. Come on. My wife used to say, any day she makes her nails, that's the day I will just carry my eyes and take it up. But today, amen, today is the day of repentance. Praise God. So, you see, any nail you do from now, you'll see. I'll just set alert. Anytime she's going out, please remind me to say something about it. So I'll just look at the nails. It's not easy. When you are paying school fees and everything, sometimes you may not notice some things. It's when you are doing boyfriend, girlfriend, you notice some things. But when you are married, you know, you are looking at the money. Amen. So I don't want to disappoint her. So I'm looking at the money. At the end of the day, your sins can be easily forgiven if you have money. If you don't have, you hide your face. Maybe I should preach a message and title it, Hide Your Face. Satan, hide your face. The King of Glory is coming.
Yes, sir.
So, that's next week. This week, I came for the giants. Amen. Now, stay with me quickly. In this scripture, you see, when you are reading the synoptic gospels, I'm talking, when you are reading, don't worry, when you are reading the gospels, many of the stories, the gospel of John was the last one that was written. So what John did was that there were many of the stories that he did not repeat. You notice John spoke about the divinity of Christ. He spoke about his divine life in his human form. He spoke about so many things, but there were a few stories that he still unpicked. That is because Mark and Luke were not there. John was there. So you find that some of the stories, and this according to church history, where John saw that the writers did a very good job, he didn't comment. He just unpicked a few of the stories, and this was one of them. In order to bring clarity and better understanding. But I want to show you something here. In the scriptures, when you hear things like breaking the bread, you look at John chapter 6, the Bible said he lifted up the bread and he gave thanks and he broke it. There is a literal meaning and there is a spiritual meaning. Stay with me. In the spiritual context of breaking the bread, what that scripture means is that he opened the word. Are you still here? Are you still here? When he was going to feed, and please, I want you to just stay with me. When he was going to give the Last Supper, he gave them literal wine and literal bread. But the moment he broke it, he said something. Are you with me? The moment he did what? He broke it. He made a statement. He said, this is my what? My body. Sir, this is agege bread. Which one? So if you are talking to Jesus, you need to know when there's a switch. He said, this is my body given. Excuse me. When you went to the cross, did you see bread there? What did you see? You saw a living being hung on the cross. And he said, then in another scripture, also in the book of John, I don't have a lot of time, but it's there. Just pick the book as an assignment. This is your assignment, 10 paper for the week, and read the book of John and do a critique the book of John. But let your answer be correct. He said, your fathers ate manna. And they what? They died. I am the bread that came from where? From heaven. So when he said, give me the bread, and he gave thanks, what he saw in the spirit was not literal bread, it was his own life being offered. for the redemption and salvation of many. Come on now. Are you still here? Are you still with me? Now, I'm going to tell you a few things and I want you to stay with me. Last week, I said to you that miracles can be defined as the science of heaven that nature doesn't understand. What you call miracles? It is God coming into the realm of man, doing something that man does not understand. Then we call it what? Miracle. He said, the scripture said, for he knew what he was going to do. And I want to start by telling you, regardless of what that situation is, God has an opinion. God knows what he's going to do. You many times can sabotage the intention of heaven when you become too smart. You see, this, your brain was not given to you to think outside of the perimeter of what God's word says. The issue of depending on the five senses came about when man fell from the presence of God. So it is now that you need to make a decision to deliberately subject your mind, subject your feelings, subject your will under the authority of God's word for God to be able to breathe on that bread and multiply it. What does that mean? It means I see a young lady that I like and she's really cool. She's yellow or fair. But after we finish appreciating the yellow, we go back to God and we ask for approval. There are people that the day they got married is the day God saw the girl first. Because it's not aware. You are doing it corner corner. Can you get married to somebody and it's on the wedding day your father is seeing the girl? Come on now, talk to me. You stole a child and you go to jail. In fact, if I happen to be the father of that girl, both of you are going to jail. It's an insult on the integrity of the family that you marry somebody in the name of modernization, like the Scots or the British. You just wake up next morning and see your neighbor and say, TB, Toby, you know, we got married last night, you know. This is my wife, she's Cassandra. Oh, hi. Hey, that's it, you go, you move. If you try that, especially if I'm the father-in-law, I will have you arrested first. I will pay those guys money to beat you, but keep you alive. Because you stole a child. It's the same thing. Whether you say God spoke to you or you saw someone that you liked, it makes a lot of sense to come to God and say, what do you think about this? It makes a lot of sense. When Adam said, it was the woman you gave me, was he lying? Was he lying? Come on, talk to me now. Was he lying? So did God do something about it? Did God do something about it? Despite the fact that it was their mistake, God did something. He covered their shame. But when it's on that, they say that you just got to do it. Just, if you love me, that you just let me do what I want to do. And listen. And if God helps you, that the day you run into trouble, your father has gone to be with the Lord. Then all those, your wicked uncles who think you are proud, we now come out and tell you your history. For he knew in himself what he would do. And I said to you last week that Jesus said, I can of my own self do nothing. Which means that as powerful and potent as his anointing was, it was useless without Baba's approval. And I began to explain to you how to see in the spirit, how in the place of prayer, God will be bringing some things to your mind, bringing some things to your thought, write them down, then we subject it to further test and retest to be sure that it was God that was speaking to you or laying those thoughts in your mind while you are praying. There's test and there's retest. There's pretest, retest, post-test, and retest. Pretest is before you take the test, we want to see what you know. Retest is after you have taken the initial test, we want to see if there's any significant difference in your knowledge. post-test is that after everything is concerned, we are done with the test, we take another test to be sure whether, okay, the knowledge you acquired is still there. Don't bypass God. God is always right. Hallelujah. Don't what? Don't bypass God. People have done it and paid dearly. Satan is also paying dearly. I mean, the reason why there's a Satan today is because somebody tried to be smart. That's point number one. Number two, I mentioned to you that when he broke the bread, it wasn't the bread he broke, it was the word. The scripture tells us that when he rose from the dead, he was on the road of Emmaus and he saw two disciples. You know that story? He saw two disciples and he tried talking to them, but they did not discern. They could not understand. They kept talking about the problem. What was the problem they were talking about? They were talking about how Jesus was killed, how they thought he was the Messiah, and how that the hope of Israel had been dashed. But the moment Jesus sat down to bread, you see, there is a way he sits to bread. Then he takes the bread and says, "Let us pray." And he breaks it. Then their understanding opened. Oh my God, give me that scripture. Then their understanding opened. That means that when he broke the bread, it was their spirit. He broke the word, opened the word by revelation knowledge. He opened the word. You could have been reading that same chapter for days and for months. All of a sudden, when you are in the bedroom brushing, your understanding just opens. The day that understanding opens is the day that the bread was broken. The scripture says the moment the bread was broken, their eyes were opened and he vanished. Because the moment the revelation comes, you don't need to see him physically. The word that is spoken, that spoken word has capacity to represent God anywhere. When you stay in the place of prayer and God tells you, "I will fix that problem," then you know that you don't need to see an angel anymore, because the word of God is greater than angels. There are people believe, "If I can just see three angels now, if I can just see three angels now." I remember one time I was praying many years ago. "Baba, if you can just appear to me, I have some questions I want to ask. If I ask those questions, I will not ask any question again." How many of you have done that before? God, just appear. I need to know some things. Funny enough, everybody who said they wanted to ask him something, when they saw him, they didn't remember. You don't know. You see, you'll be so captured by his beauty, all your questions are answered without answering them. It's when you now come by like, "Aye." Oh, well, you don't late. You don't late. You don't late too. You will not remember. So don't even pray. I've told you now. So don't need to repeat, reinvent the wheel. When you see him, you won't remember. Say their eyes, go to verse 30. Luke chapter 24 and verse 30. "And it came to pass as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, he blessed it and broke it and gave it to them." The same thing he did at the feeding of 5,000. Next verse. "And their eyes were what?" Excuse me, that's not normal bread. He opened their understanding. They saw the situation clearly. That issue that looked like was defying every explanation, they began to see it clearly. They began to receive clarity about the assignment. They began to receive clarity about the next phase. They began to receive clarity about the revelation of Jesus Christ. And their eyes were opened. And he vanished. You don't need to see him again. You've seen the word. Next verse. "And they said to one another, did our what? Our heart not burn within us while he talked with us?" That is one of the major marks of the breaking of the bread. There will be a moving in your heart. There will be a stirring in your spirit. For some reason, you can't explain it, but you know God is talking to you. You just look at that scripture and you are like, "Wow, something about this thing." You are just reading and you see, when you go through the fire, I will be with you. When you pass through the water, and all of a sudden, it is no more scripture. Something is dancing on the inside. You know God just spoke to you. You know that whatever situation that thing is, God has taken care of it. And then you can enter into a new realm of praise. Listen to me. Everywhere the bread was broken, their eyes were open. Now, what you now do with that revelation is another matter. Do you know that when after the feeding of the 5,000, the people gathered and wanted to make Jesus king? Do you remember? If you've read that story, they said at this junction, we know they go farm again. We know they go farm. Oh. This one, MMM. How they go farm? I believe in that man. My mentor. In those days, don't worry. I have man or guy like that. All those motivational speakers. I bought my first jet at the age of 6. Hey, one professor said, wow, I am going to resign today. I sold my first 1 million copies 6 months old. Ha! I started my first name 50 kobo. Say, wow, I'm going to show you a plan that can change your life forever. What is book? I hope I would have come here on my jet, but I noticed you don't have anywhere to park jet here. I say, hey, this Nigeria? Hey! Now, wow! Hi! My mentor. So when you see him there, they say, my mentor. You know, it's a 3-day seminar. My mentor, please, can I have your number? At the end of the day, we want to sell book. You buy book 1-5. This book will change your life. 1,000 people. If you sell 2-5 times 1, we move to the next town. So it's a business. My mentor. I have someone like that. When I see him, I say, my mentor. He doesn't understand why I'm calling him my mentor. Our motivational, set our motivational speaker. They tried to make him king. Because when they ate, their eyes were open. They began to see supernatural possibilities in God. They began to see that if we stay with this man, our lives will be okay. So they wanted to, you know, colobe the man and make him king by force. And Jesus stayed away from them. What you do with that revelation, it may not be directly something that may not even be something that will be approved by God. But there will be an unveiling. You will see something. You will see Christ in your journey. And that's why today I want you to begin to place a huge emphasis on the breaking of the bread. On the breaking of the bread. Don't just sit in church and shout and clap. Where you hear the word, wait for this moving of the waters. Wait for this stirring of the waters. The day Jesus got to the pool of Bethesda, there was no need for the waters to be stirred because he is the water of life. So he moved that man and said, do you want to be made? He said, yes, pick your bed and walk. It is when he's not there that sometimes you need a little adjustment. But when he's there, he is life. He is the water. He is the water of life. Say, whosoever drinks of me shall never thirst again. He is the water of life. He is your direction. He is your wisdom. But you must sit long enough until the bread can be broken. This is a challenge that most people cannot sit with. Because sometimes you may be there 1 month. It's better to wait 1 month than to make a mistake of 10 years. You have to just wait 1 month and say, Baba, I'm tired of making mistakes. I'm tired of trying this business, trying that business. Baba, tell me the 2 things I need to do. Tell me the 3 things I need to do. So you now place your obedience on your movement in life on the obedience of those instructions. That's what drives progress. Because in the realm of the spirit, when they want to check a man, they will go and look at what is behind him. And they see that this one is built on a life of covenant. There are people that are not covenanted. They just expect God to behave like their shrine, their village shrine. And God has left that business. It's people like us that are running shrine now. I have my own shrine. So you come. But when you are talking about God, he has left that one for small boys. There was a man in the U.S. who read in the scripture where the word of God said, ye are gods. And all of you are what? Children of the Most High. Do you know he used that scripture to start a secret cult? And he had millions of followers in the U.S. Until he died suddenly. God had to kill him. He died. People, you can use the word of God to do anything. Staying under the word of God is your only passport to the future you are looking for. And I dare say to you, that future is even more glorious than the one you think. Come on, say amen. Amen. The future God, he said, for I know the thoughts that I have towards you. They are thoughts of what? Of peace. To give you what? An expected end. The scripture says, for there shall be a returning, and the expectation of the righteous, that's Proverbs 24, shall not be what? Cut off. But you've got to sit under the word until the bread is broken and the revelation comes out. It is on that, it is that revelation you can trade with in the spiritual. That revelation is also what you call faith. The word of God as it is raw material. But when you sit with it and it's being processed, then the one that meets your direct need will come out to you. It is that one you can go to the market in the realm of the spirit and trade for your next level. Say, make them sit down. Make them sit down in verse John chapter 6 and verse 10. Make them sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. And I said to you a few weeks ago that the grass there speaks of the word of God. The scripture says, where the carcass, the eagles will gather. If you grow the green grass, the cattle will come. So the grass there speaks of food. Abundance of revelation. Abundance of spiritual food. Let them sit on the word. Let them place their future on the word. Let them place their family on the word. Let them place their business on the word. Let them place that ministry on the word. You cannot build a ministry on miracles. You build ministries on the word. The word of God is that which changes men's life, not miracle. For all I care, it may be another Amadioa. Does it make any difference? It may just be another new... in the bosque. My friend. Just because somebody works a miracle don't mean nothing. Miracles are real, and I thank God I've seen them. So you can't even fault me and say, oh, he's just angry because he doesn't work miracles. Ah, we see miracles. But I'm telling you, when Jesus said, by their fruit you shall know them, he wasn't talking about miracles. I hope you know that it was not only the rod of Moses that turned to a snake. It was not only the rod of Moses. And the snakes look equal. It was when God said, a competition. Oh yeah, swallow them. That was when they didn't hear that part. But the snake heard it. The snake that they spoke to heard it. And he started eating his own type. What is the throne of God doing beside the throne of Satan? Swallow. Miracles are real and you need them. But if you want a solid foundation where you can never retrogress, the bread must be broken. You must build your life on consistent flow of revelation where God himself breaks the word and puts it in your hand. And I dare say that some of the things he says to you might not even be convenient. Hallelujah. He said, make them sit down. But I want to show you something else in that scripture when he said, make them sit down. It was Luke chapter 9 that explained that particular statement. Luke chapter 9, quickly. Luke chapter 9. Verse 14. Luke chapter 9, verse 14. For there were about 5,000 men. And he said to his disciples, make them sit down by, in what? 50 is the number of Pentecost. And there is a company that God has allocated to you. You see, those that like floating up and down, that will not settle down in the church. This is where many miss their portion. Let them sit in their company. My God. I hope you saw something there. 50 days was the exact number between the resurrection of Jesus and the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. 50. The number of the Holy Ghost. The number of the Spirit, the manifestation, and the leadership of the Holy Ghost. Say, let them sit down in 50s. Let them sit down. They say, so there is, I hope you know that there's something they call spiritual numerology. That's when you interpret the scripture in numbers. There's a spiritual, it's not 6th and 7th book of Moses, so It's just like the way we say 5 is the number of grace, 6 is the number of man, 7 is perfection, 8 is new beginning, 6 is 6, your brother, what was his name? Antichrist. Sorry, not you. Do you understand what I mean? So there's numerology in the scripture. 50, the number of Pentecost. When the Holy Ghost came. So when John said, let them sit, he meant let them sit on the grass, on the word. When Luke came, he said, make them sit in 50s. Perfect number. Let them sit on the manifestations of the Spirit. Let them sit in their own company. When Jesus appeared after he resurrected and Thomas was not there, the day he came back and they told him Jesus rose, did he believe? Come and talk to me. Did he believe? You must sit in your company. Your allocation is in your company. Your salary is in your company. If they put you in Federal Minister of Health, you reported in Federal Minister of Environment, you didn't resume. You didn't resume. Even if you wear ID card, say, yeah, we are in Federal Ministry, you are doing your hair like this. Oga, they are looking for you. They are looking for you. Your office is not here. It's on the other side. You now sit under the tree. You are discussing Nigeria's problem. And you are not in Federal Ministry of Health. You say environment and health is similar. That's what some people are doing, though. Let them sit where? In their company. The day Thomas didn't show up, he doubted. The day he came back, he believed. Are you hearing something now? Let me tell you. The word of God is in the book of Psalms. God sets the solitary in families. Every time God wants to help you, he doesn't just bless you, he gives you inheritance. And inheritance is what you didn't work for. It's in the family. You get it because you are in the family. Because you bear the family name. You may not like it, though. There are people that, well, you may not like it. But those that is working for you, can't confuse them. Somebody said, they were about to be attacked by thieves on the express. And he screamed, the God of Oedipo will not allow it. And confusion broke out among the robbers. How do you explain that one? It's inheritance. Yes, sir. It's not your prayer life. Pastor Paul Eneche. There was one of their songs, the one that Shade, you sent to me so long. You are there always there to help. You are always there to help me. She did me a terrible thing that day when she sent me that song. Because I was trying to sleep. I said, Pastor, you need to listen to this song. Some of you will not say song, you will not say anything. Just be looking at status. She sent me the song and I was trying to sleep and I cried throughout. Maybe one day I'll play the song for you here. Everybody in that church was crying that day. 100,000 sitter. You are always there to help. You are always there to help me. When there was no one else to help, you are always there for me. There is nothing in this world that can take your place in my life. For I know you are always there to hear me when I call or something like that. You know? And I listened to the song, I started weeping. I couldn't sleep again. I couldn't even pray. I was just weeping. Because the song was just ministering to me. It's not all these Igboroti Daru songs. I mean, I'm talking about real songs that you know, you know, I told her the next day, she now told me that she too was crying. I said, we are there. Yeah, we are there. Somebody, one of the members of that church, I'm talking about inheritance here. Are you with me now? Because inheritance is not just a subject of and part of a family. You must understand that for every God-ordained assembly, there are certain things God bestows on them. Certain things. God bestows upon them. And that's because it's the DNA of that assembly.
and you can provoke it. They kidnapped one of their folks on the Abuja road there, and they put them in a forest, very young lady, and they threatened them, you know the way those bandits do their thing. They threatened them, and at some point the lady just closed her. She was weeping because she was scared. And she began to sing the song. You are always there to help. You are always there to help me. When no one else, when there was no one else to help, you are always there for me. There is nothing in this world that can take your place in my life. For and as she began to sing the song, she opened her eyes, saw herself on the express. I heard this testimony live, not from Pastor Enetche, when we went for a pastor's conference. And what was he talking about that day? Territorial marked miracles. Some things happen to you because of the kind of church you belong to. Clear signs, clear evidence. This cannot be my portion. I am a member of the city of refuge. I have my DNA in refuge. The Lord is my hiding place. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, not my head. And you provoke that DNA while looking and saying, Lord, this calling is genuine. Prove yourself. The lady vanished in the forest, appeared on the express beside police officers. All those guys, military officers standing on the express. Why? What are you doing here? Say, okay, come. They had to arrange for her back into Abuja. Let them see it in their companies. Let them sit where? In their company. When he was going to send them out, he sent them out two by two. Two by two. There is a company for you. He sent them out two by two. 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 Spiritual inheritance, spiritual fatherhood is not proximity, it's heart following. Heart following. My wife was talking to me about a young man in the university, one of the private universities, who she saw, and the person said, I always go online to download the messages preached in this church every Sunday. And he opened his laptop, showed my wife the folder he created for me. He's not a member, but is he less of a member? His heart following. His heart following. You go to Lekki Church. Igotome is not my kind of preacher. Like, he doesn't preach the way I preach. But you see certain evidences the way you see it in Maryland. And there is no... Igotome is not a singer. But the evidence, the atmosphere, the same. It is a heart following. It's not all this, I'm following Pastor Mega. Hey! It's a heart following. Heart following. Heart following. That's what it is. Don't be deceived. Let them sit in their companies. Let them sit upon the grass. It is, you are sitting on the word. You are sitting with your tribe. Your spiritual tribe. There are certain things you cannot pray for. It will take long. But by inheritance, you can trigger it. You just want to say that you made it alone. You do. There's a difference between anointing and corporate anointing. Come on, say I hear that one. There's corporate anointing. My time is up. Let me see if I can tell you one more thing here. Sometimes when people... you see, this thing I wear, people think it's because I like. I'm actually hot. It was a gift from Pastor Ayo. Every time I wear it, it's not... I have some of my suits, natives, that were worn directly by Pastor Ayo first. Then he gave it to me. We are not even the same size, but I wear it like that. I'm not trying to impress you. You may not like it, that's your problem. Your problem is your problem. And your problem is your problem. And it's not my problem. It's your own problem. Your problem is your problem.
I'm going to sing this. I'll compose something. Your problem is your problem. I say, Pastor, the trouser is... I say, don't worry. It's a new design. You know Stephen Furtick? You know the kind of people he's moving with? That boy is a young boy. He's my age. He said TJ is his friend. Can you see what the guy is doing in the US? He said TJ is his friend. Who you follow matters. When you follow somebody with your heart, you enter into the spiritual location and atmosphere with him. Even if you say, don't enter my compound. Now lie, we're already there. After I left the bank, I went to IMC, International Ministers Conference. And while I was there, I had a vision. It was not a vision of sleeping, because I'm also a prophetic dreamer, but it was, I had my eyes open. Because if you don't understand the things that make for your spiritual heritage, you won't be able to believe. I was in the house of my mentor, Professor Molonru, and I, you know, he could even be watching now. Why I like my mentors, my spiritual father, they listen to me too. It's not the father in the Lord that is far off. All that is in, you say you want to do ministry in Nigeria, your father in the Lord is in America. This grand, if you have not been to Umofia, if you have not been to Isialangwa, there are some places that you must know. You just there, you say, Mama, man of God, all the way from. You won't grow like that, you. Better look for father here. You are looking for someone that will settle you. We settle. He said, for if I do not go, I cannot give you the comforter. Your inheritance is not money. It's not connection. I went to IMC. I went there the first day with my Bible, first session, and my iPad. And I sat in front. I was just looking at Bishop Oyedepo. I said, oh boy. Always in his white. And that one has meaning, but another day. Off camera, I will tell you. And I realized that as he was calling the scriptures, I was slow. I said, this afternoon, I'm not coming with Bible. I came with only my writing material. All the messages preached, they are still on my iPad. I just sat. Then one of the sessions, Bishop Oyedepo said, nobody will give you keys to growth. If we do it for three weeks, it doesn't matter. You cannot finish it. He said it's a heart following. That's what I'm looking for. He said it's a heart following. He said, I have never seen Yonggi Cho in my entire life. But I contacted his materials. He says it's a heart following. What you do not honor, you cannot attract. He says it's a heart following. I say it's a heart following. It's a heart following. I don't need to know you personally. It's a heart following. That's all. Carry my Bible. I got home that night. Laid on the bed as I just, took off my glasses and I closed my eyes and my eye, as I closed this eye, the spiritual one opened. I wasn't sleeping. I closed it and it opened as if they were waiting for me. It was around close to 12 in the night. It was like an open vision or something. It just opened and I saw burning red flame on top of my roof. It wasn't blue, it was red. Burning red flame all in the atmosphere. Then I opened my eyes. I said, God, what is this? And he told me a few things. It was a year after. He now told me something else he never told me. He said, that is the power, my power at work in that land that I have given to you. I said, Luwao. Bishop Erekwe is a crazy church growth person. How do you explain a CCL church should not be planting churches? They should be consolidating. You don't understand. A six-year-old church should not be planting churches. And in less than 2 years of going to that meeting, I saw the evidence of that anointing. That was when we started Lekki Church. Next month, we are starting Bagala Church. Shortly after, we are starting a church in Abuja. And I saw a door opening in Gambia. Who you follow matters. Learn how to provoke the power of your community in your favor. Go and try it. Stop saying, go and try it.
Those who are getting results, do you see them arguing with you? They know you will soon suffer. There is an anointing that God gives to every house. Once you honor that grace in that house, it answers for you. That's why I can tell you for free. If you stay close enough, you will do well. I can tell you. Because that's my story. And that's my covenant with God when this church started. Anybody that associates with me must do well. If they come here with brokenness, they must be healed. Whatever their situation is, they must see a clear mark of God's hand over their lives. Let me tell your neighbor, find your 50. Then stay in your 50. Now, tell your neighbor, find your 50. Stay in your 50. There is something about the power of unity. The scripture says, if two of you shall agree as touching any matter. 5 more minutes. Time up. I thought he was enjoying me. He was actually trying to stop me. But stay in the spirit, brother. Stay in the spirit. Now, this message I'm preaching now was not prepared. I'm telling you honestly. I have 2 messages prepared. The first one is the one I told you. The second one, well, if you want to do third service. The third one, let me tell you, what I would have preached this morning was when God looked into Moses. And Moses said, how shall I know that you have sent me? And God asked him, what is in your hand? That's the title of the second message. What is in your hand? But it's okay. Another day. Another day. Another day. Some of you are looking for what's not lost. There's something in that hand. But it's only you that despise. Because it's, for you, it's a stick. For you, it's a stick. For you, it's not a vision. For you, it's just a temporary thing. But God says, what is in that hand? That thing that represents your pain. That thing that represents your trouble. That thing that you had in your hand when you are running away. That is the thing that we use. Leave it for somebody. Come on, tell your neighbor, find your 50. Stay there. The allocation of your inheritance is in your community. Don't be deceived. Stop being a jumping... Just don't be a Ajala travel. Just like traveling. Your portion. And you see, I've seen this thing happen over and over and over again. The first time Pastor Ayo prophesied to me about starting this church, it was the first prophetic streams meeting. I sat at the back. There was no way we were about 150 people. There was no way he would have seen. Of course, he knew I was around. He just looked and said, and I saw the angel of the Lord stand behind Benga. Benga, stand up. Where are you? And I stood up. He said, the Lord said, go and start. I didn't just start. I got approval. Apart from the personal one, I got a fatherly approval. I'm not doing this thing because I love it. Necessity is laid on me. When necessity is laid upon you, then you can also say, "Woe am I if I preach not the gospel?" Because now it is a burden. It is a cross that I must carry. It is not for the love of it. I can do other things with my life. I still have a certificate. I like to go see the world, jump from the highest mountain, and they'll catch me and just be doing things. I like to do things that, you know, just live life, enjoy. When you die with a smile on your lips. But necessity has been laid on me. Say you. I say I'm not doing. I say it's you we want to use. I'm not perfect. He says it's still you. I have weakness. He says it's still you. We want weak people. We are recruiting 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 weak people. People who are not financially able. People who are not healthy, who are not strong. God gives them and say, go and tell people I will heal them. Say, Baba, me too, I'm sick. He says, still go and tell them. Say, and as they went, the Lord began to confirm his word. It was as they went. It was as they went. A vision in your hands, in a file, on your table, means nothing. But as you go, As you go, the Lord begins to confirm his word. He begins to give you confirmation that I called you. He begins to tell you, follow me. Keep your eyes on the ball. He begins to tell you things and you are wondering, oh my God, I never knew this was there. But it is only as you go. Certain confirmations will only come from your company. Certain confirmations will only come from your 50. Certain confirmation will only be from the one who said, let them sit in their 50s. Certain things will not happen except you are in a church family. Stand on your feet. I want you to ask that the Spirit of God will cause his word to be broken in revelation form. That the Lord will cause his word to come to you. There are certain instructions you need. I want you to pray for yourself right now and ask that God, in this season that I've come into, let your word come fresh. Let your word come fresh. Let instruction come fresh. I don't want to do anything simply because it makes sense. Let your word come fresh. Let your word come fresh. Can you pray 1 minute? Can you pray 1 minute? Can you pray 1 minute? In the name of Jesus, over everyone connected right now, those online and those in this service, we're declaring the name of Jesus, the outbreak of revelation, that the Lord begin to order your steps in the will of God, that you will not be cut short in the midst of your years, but that as you begin to journey with the word of the Lord, there will be clear evidences of the fulfillment of your prophecy. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are